Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you cut through the noise and focus on what truly matters. And let's be honest, in today's world, we're all juggling a million things, right? Deadlines, social media, family, friends. It's enough to make anyone feel like they're running on fumes. Ever felt like you're constantly pushing through exhaustion? You know that feeling when your energy is drained, motivation vanishes, and even the simplest tasks seem overwhelming? That, my friends, is burnout creeping in. But guess what? We can fight back. Today, we're diving into some practical strategies straight from the Stoic playbook to conquer burnout and reclaim your energy. Now, before you think Stoicism means being all serious and gloomy, let me tell you it's actually about finding inner strength and resilience. It's about accepting what we can't control, focusing on what we can, and living a life of purpose and meaning. And trust me, these ancient philosophies have some seriously powerful insights for tackling the modern-day hassle. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you overcome burnout and keep your energy level soaring. 1. Recognize your limits. This one's crucial, folks. Stoicism teaches us to understand our own limitations, both physical and mental. We can't do it all, and trying to will only lead to exhaustion. It's like this saying about trying to juggle a dozen chainsaws while riding a unicycle ambitious, sure, but ultimately unsustainable. Identify your priorities, learn to say no when necessary, and delegate tasks whenever possible. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. 2. Practice mindfulness. You've probably heard this one before, but it bears repeating. Being present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and observing your thoughts without judgment can do wonders for reducing stress and anxiety. Think of it as hitting the reset button on your mental state. Take a few minutes each day to simply breathe and be no phones, no emails, just you in the present moment. You'll feel a world of difference. 3. Embrace imperfection. Perfectionism, that sneaky little monster that keeps us chained to our realistic expectations. But guess what? Perfect doesn't exist. Stoicism reminds us to accept that imperfections are part of life, both in ourselves and in the world around us. Striving for excellence is great, but obsessing over flaws will only lead to frustration and burnout. Remember, progress over perfection. 4. Cultivate gratitude. Shifting your focus from what you lack to what you have can be a powerful antidote to burnout. Take time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your loved ones, your health, your talents, even a sunny day. Cultivating gratitude not only boosts happiness, but also helps us find meaning and purpose in our daily experiences. 5. Find your flow. We all have activities that completely absorb our attention and make time fly by. These are the things that bring us joy and ignite our passions. Stoicism encourages us to seek out these flow states, those moments when we're fully engaged and lose track of time. Whether it's painting, playing music, writing, or even just a good conversation, make time for activities that nourish your soul and re-energize you. Think about a time you felt completely drained, maybe after a particularly stressful week at work or a whirlwind social schedule. Now picture yourself applying these Stoic strategies. Maybe you'd set boundaries to protect your time, practice mindfulness during a lunch break, or intentionally focus on the things you're grateful for. See how much easier it becomes to navigate those challenging moments. Remember, overcoming burnout isn't about becoming superhuman, it's about finding sustainable ways to manage stress, cultivate inner strength, and live a more fulfilling life. So take these Stoic wisdom nuggets and apply them to your daily routine. You'll be amazed at the difference they make. Before we wrap up, I want to leave you with this. What's one small step you can take today to incorporate these strategies into your life? Maybe it's setting aside 5 minutes for mindful breathing or identifying one thing you're truly grateful for. Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's build a community of support and inspiration together. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Clarity First. Until next time, keep striving for that laser focus and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.